He did
no such a thing.
Too much credit.
I mean, it's a moped, though, so I don't know how much horsepower he had to do that.
I mean, the bike itself made it across the way.
Yeah. But mopeds aren't really made to lean or get close to the ground. Mm. So that's like the issue.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Herbal Synergies, the shop. I'm your host, Sinji, with me, my co-host, as always, Herbie.
What up?
About to put some fanfare in that intro. What's up, Herbie?
You know, same old, same old. Make it do what it does. Getting into the madness of March here.
March madness. We're already halfway through March.
Yeah. But I was more so referring to the NCAA tourney. Yeah. You're not a big basketball fan, so you wouldn't know.
I'm actually more of a basketball fan as of late. I just... games. Too long.
Nah, you just ain't a fan.
Nah, there's just there's nothing to watch them on, like, for free, I guess. Like, I don't want to pay. Like, I don't have cable, and I damn sure don't want to pay for an app just to watch basketball. And, like, honestly, most of the time, we're playing games, and I'm trying to squeeze anime in between us playing games. So, like, I know damn sure I don't got time to put a basketball game on because I'm trying to keep up with freaking anime I'm watching.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, Herbie, got a flavor this week?
I do.
Oh, let's hear it. Let me open my notes. My notes are missing.
Yeah. But, yeah, so my flavor this week was when old girl from Eden of the East.
Do we have the same flavors?
When she... grew wings.
Yo, what the fuck was that?
I was like, what is this? Like, this
so when did suddenly become a pilot? Yo, first of all. She floated that man towards her, and then, like, when did this turn into a supernatural show?
That's why I was like, huh, what?
It just mind fucked me. That episode was good.
Yeah, I was like, man. But yeah, then they later said, They later explained what she did. So I was like, huh.
Did they?
That's how they did. I'll tell you later. We can get to that when we discuss Eden.
Was it like after the credits?
No, it was like during it.
During the credits?
No, like during the scene.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyhow.
So. All right. Okay.
We've had the same flavor.
Yeah, that was my flavor. I was so freaking confused. I was just like, what? This show just took a turn. And then it just mind fucked me how, like, that dude was not Osakai, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
That's why I kind of was like, oh, he took the, he stole his bag. So I was like, huh. Because I'd said that earlier or previously. I was like, oh, it could be him or he could have just taken the bag. So I was like, huh.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, so.
But then where is he?
That's the other question. I'm like, is he just laid up somewhere drunk, hungover for like 2 days?
So maybe.
Yeah.
But, that was dope.
Yeah. So you just want to, let's just talk about that one now. And we do that, the other ones later. Eden of the East, Season 1, Episode 7, Flight of the Black Swan. So, I guess they're talking about in the room, and they're talking about the origins of the Johnny Hunter, and allegedly she hunts virgins to the hotel room, and if they can't perform, they get their Johnny's cut.
That's fucked up. Today,
yeah.
Virgins usually can't perform.
Speak for yourself. But how, yeah.
How long did you last your first time? Or it'd be like 2 seconds?
Nah, full 10 minutes, baby.
I think I went a strong 5.
Shoot. But nah, continuing. Yeah, to date she has 20K Johnnies. So, and apparently Osakai was on he's been frequenting a singles forum, and Takazawa was like, oh, who's Osakai? And the room kind of gets quiet, and the man with the glasses proceeds to tell him how Osakai got drunk, and he went on the singles forum, and he was on a single forum, and he took him out to the date where he's going to ask Saki to. And yeah, I was like, ooh, that's why the room was quiet, because they knew. It's kind of like one of the hushed secrets. And so he was like, yeah, I should have just taken him home and this, that, and the other. I'm like, huh. Well, that sucks that he had to find out that way. And she didn't want to tell old boy anyway, so she was trying to hide it. I'm like, huh, you low down dirty dogs, you. So, yeah, so... Yeah, had to get some more stuff. They get some more information on where he is, and they're close to where he's being held. And he's like, yeah, his accomplice is Juiz. And Takazawa's like, what? He's like, I'll be back. And so he leaves, and Takazawa ends up finding him. And he's in room 1109. And I guess her name, the lady's name was like, like Hanako Roppongi or Diana or something, Shiratori. So, he asked Jules to stop her, or Juiz to stop her. And let's see. Yeah. So she gets a cop to stop her, and she's like, oh, I thought this was the point she's making too, was the fact that she's like, oh, you're using state funds for personal use or something now. It's like, oh, breaking the rules or something, but like she didn't really care.
I pray for your continued service.
Which I'm not sure if that should violate the rules, because he's using funds to delay someone's death to try to help them. But maybe Jules knew that it was a person not worth saving.
Mm-hmm.
So that maybe that's why it turned into being funds for whatever reason. So yeah, so then he's riding through the place, and the cops, he stops her, and she's like, oh, so number 9 wants to meet me or whatever, and she's like, takes off, and then she proceeds to locate him and causes an accident on the freeway. I was like, oh, man, did you just make that car wheel fall off?
I thought, first of all, that was fucked up.
It was.
Second of all, I thought he slid under the truck at first.
I did, too.
So my man's going to slide under the truck and keep going. Yeah, I was like, oh.
Yeah. He made it. No such a thing.
Too much credit.
I mean, it's a moped, though, so I don't know how much horsepower he had to do that.
I mean, the bike itself made it across the way.
Yeah. But mopeds aren't really made to lean or get close to the ground. Mm. So that's like the issue. Like, if he was on a motorcycle and he's doing, like, 80, he probably could have went through there on a turn pretty sharp. But he didn't. Yeah, so he's in an accident. And then my man Takazawa buys the building and makes everyone get out. And then she ends up buying it back, the building. He's like, you paid this much for the building? It's not even worth that.
And then it's increased in price somehow.
Yeah. So then they end up meeting in the room, and he's trying to talk to her. And he's trying to save the life of the guy. And she's like, oh, well, you can have him, but I still want to take his Johnny. And he's like, oh, I want to save you too. And he's like, oh, were you hurt by a man? And she's like, how could you possibly think about that or something? And rather, she was like, she was kind of taken aback. But I think she kind of knew that he knew a man had hurt her before. That's why she was hurting men like this.
man, he was kind of taking advantage of her. It wasn't a real nice guy move. Then again, she was about to kill a guy, but I was like, damn, you really trying to take advantage of her past.
I don't know if it's taking advantage of her past, per se.
Is it, baby, I love you. I love you, right?
I think that's more so he wanted to show that she was capable of being loved. Mm-hmm. Like one guy just doesn't make up for every person type deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just like how you found love.
Carry on my wayward son.
That was a deep three. But, yeah, so they're talking, and it kind of looks like he's going for a kiss.
Deep three? Motherfucker, you playing 2K?
No, I'm watching basketball on the side.
Oh, okay.
March Madness, baby.
Who playing?
Oral Roberts and Duke right now.
Gotcha. Okay, all right.
Yeah, that man pulled up like Logo Lowe's.
Yo, Logo Lowe's. I haven't shot for the logo in a while.
But so he's talking to her. It kind of like he's going in for a kiss and putting the moves on her. And the whole time, his phone has been talking to Saki in his pocket. So she like knows everything. She's like, oh, Salisal's, this, that, and the other. So she's pretty much up to date on the phone and what it is. And so he's bleeding pretty bad, and he kind of just, like, falls into her chest. And I'm like, oh, man.
She was ready to give him all of her.
Yeah.
In front of that guy on the floor.
Yeah. So.
And Takasawa probably would have laid pipe, man.
I don't know. He's bleeding too heavily. He might have died. He might have had enough blood to get a pipe. But still, so so she's like, yeah, I like to give it a try, you know, being loved or whatever, or to get love. And this is the part where, like, he passes out and she, like, takes care of him. And Saki finally gets to the room. I'm like, oh, man, she's finna walk on something she ain't finna want to see.
She
and
took it like a champ, though.
She did. She said, what's going on here? What did he do to Takizawa? This, that, and the other. And so they're talking. And, oh, girl, she spreads wings. She pulls old boy to her with almighty pull, spreads the wings, starts flying out.
I'm like, man. Destroys the entire freaking wall.
Yeah. And come to find out, the guy that she took wasn't her friend, but a serial rapist. So I was like, huh. Man, well, I might condone it or might not condone it, but I'm like, man, that puts a whole new light on things because it's not your friend. So why do you care?
I mean, she already said that she's carrying out her own version of justice.
She did.
She knows but what she's doing isn't right.
Yeah, but they kind of set it up to make it look like she was doing, she just picking up random dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And was like with the talent agency. I was like, oh, she's just getting them from here. She's killing them.
And she made it seem like she's doing a good thing by like replacing the piece of shit she's killing with a gentleman from overseas.
Yeah.
I was like, I mean, you're still killing someone just because you replace him.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm just like, man, that's you know, kind of crazy there. But
hey. What, Arby, what other anime were we watching that like started off normal and suddenly became, oh crap, things just got different?
I have no idea.
I feel like we were watching something that seemed normal and then suddenly powers.
I have no idea.
All right, but explain the wings. I'm still confused.
So there was a receipt for like a magic illusion shop that she had did. And so all of that was like illusion. So I was like, I don't understand. How did they get powers? But she doesn't have powers. It was, she paid to have the windows blown out and paid to have stuff on wires. And she floated up to the top of the roof.
She just sailed away on like a helicopter or something.
Yeah, like it was all like illusion. Like that little receipt, there was a receipt that was floated down. And I was like, oh, there's like receipt to magic shop. And they had like the totals on there. I was like, oh, okay. That makes a lot more sense. Cause like no one had powers. We're like almost done with the season.
I know, and bro. It would have like powers. It would have blown the whole freaking rest of the season open. I was like, what is going on? Yeah, it's about to get crazy. You just calmed it down for me.
Yeah.
I was like, what the hell just happened, bro? When did we become mutants? Someone call the X-Men.
Yeah, so that's why I was like, I'll just explain it to you later because I was going to get into that.
Gotcha. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, but he was also part of the Missile Monday attack, whatever it was. But apparently. Yeah, so, yeah, he has no idea. But yeah, I was like, oh, man. I was like, she grew wings. I was like, what the hell is going on here?
Threw me for a loop, bro. Can we talk about the Sacred Blacksmith?
Yeah, dog. Spark it up.
Can we talk about how this episode had, like, very redeeming qualities and just farted at the end?
The ending was god-awful.
Oh, my God. What else had a terrible, shitty ending? Was it that Pirate Princess one?
I don't Fenna? Think so. I think Fenna was okay.
Something had a shitty ending that we watched on this podcast, and it was just like, yo, the show was good. That ending was horrible. But I forget which anime it was. I gotta rewind the tapes.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, but all right, so the Sacred Blacksmith, Luke and Lisa are having a heart-to-heart on how Lisa doesn't feel like Luke accepts her because of her name, and Luke feels like he messed up because he wants Lisa to be her own person, and she's just living in Lisa's shadow. They get over that. They have a heartwarming moment, and then the city, they finally realize the city is under attack. So Cicely goes, helps the captain. Luke goes towards homeboy. There's just people dying in between. Luke's fighting Siegfried. Cicely is like trying to hold her own, but showing none of the capabilities she showed when she was fighting those three girls.
Women,
with
yeah,
yeah. I was, bro. I hate. Yeah. It was just like, what was the point of learning all that? You did nothing. You did absolutely nothing with it. And when it came time to the final showdown, I'm getting ahead of myself. So, Lisa loses Luke. Luke is fighting Siegfried. Lisa goes to find Cicely instead of going to find Luke, even though she knew they found him right away. So why you needed Lisa to go find Luke? I don't even know. But the captain gives Cicely permission to go find Luke, and they run into the girl that was protecting Siegfried. Well, it was a short battle that just kind of got. It was solved with a very powerful wind shot that apparently took up all of Arya's powers. All of them. She did one big wind blast. None of the freaking three special moves that Cicely did when she was fighting the three girls took up all her power. But that one huge wind blast took everything she had. Didn't even make it to the fight later on. Broke her promise.
Yeah.
Oh my god, this show had like potential and just soiled it. But Lisa and Cicely make it to Luke, and they see Luke's final clash, and like he's on the floor bleeding because the rock broke his quote unquote sacred sword. And then Cicely stands in front of Luke as if she was gonna do anything about it. Siegfried lets Luke make a whole nother katana. Like, they keep stressing how this man needs time to make a katana. No one is stopping him from making a katana.
That's what I was like, bro, he man could have just killed all three of them and just called it a day.
One horizontal slash and it would have been done.
Yeah, could have killed all three of them, and he was like, oh, nope, we're just not going to attack. I'm like, man, okay.
Bro, but like you would think it doesn't get worse. But Cicely and Siegfried's fight was horrible.
Yeah.
It was just two main interactions.
Yeah.
It was just two main interactions. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, slight decay in my sword. Let me slide the sword up, cut through your sword, and then stab you in the heart with a broken piece. And he didn't even die. He disappeared into like a fog.
Yeah.
And that was the end. She was like, I'm going to keep fighting. I was like, I'm not even sure you just fought. I don't know what just happened. Why is this so like... Why does this have so much wasted potential?
Yeah. And then they just was like, oh, well, let's go save the rest of the city.
That city is burning as we speak and the season's over.
Yeah.
And Arya is still sitting somewhere unconscious.
Yes.
Now, there is one silver lining to the show.
That is over?
There's two silver linings to the show. I thought we were getting a really, really unnecessary tit scene towards the end. I was like, it's been a while. It's going to come. I don't know when it's going to come, but it's going to happen. No. No etchy scenes.
Yeah. Ain't too bad. I ain't mad at it.
But
yeah.
I'm sorry we went through this journey, Irby.
It was great at points, but you know.
It had potential.
Did it? Did it have potential?
Yeah, it had potential. You wanna bang out some mangas?
Yeah, we ain't got but two.
Yeah, you can do Jujutsu.
So, Jujutsu Kaisen, chapter 216, episode title, Bath. So, we found out that Geto can't merge Tegan with humanity until the Culling Game ends. And this is because he took a binding vow to end what was permanent. And apparently, there's a bath ritual for turning a vessel. Essentially, you turn vessel that is cherished and as a family treasure into a cursed tool and to protect it from threats. It takes 10 days and 10 months. 10 months and 10 days and the solution for curse, for it to be applicable, I guess. So I'm like, huh. So that's what he's trying to do for Megumi, which... I did have a thought later on, but apparently cursed spirits, they turn to dust when they're done. And the solution, you soak it in evil, and Sukuna is submerging Megumi's soul. And I was thinking maybe like part of Megumi's power, the black space is like, it's like a soaking of something, I guess. So it's like, huh. Maybe he was made for this.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, that's interesting. Because he just pulls stuff out of black space. So. And then Sukuna wants to fight Tsukumi and Sendai. Because he wants her vessel destroyed. His power kind of stems from the bath. And he thinks if he kills her vessel, that it will bury Fushiguro. So he would like submit to him. And so some random man tries to fight him for a little while. Then Tsumaki shows up to fight him. I'm like, oh, okay. It's about to get real, baby.
Yeah.
And then on to the Chojin.
All right, quick rundown of Chojin
Horse.
Chapter
get it,
35. Chojin Horse. Yes, I get it, Irby.
Do you? I don't know.
I do. All right, this chapter is actually, I know we usually run through Chojin quick, but this is a quick 57 chapters. This was, 57 panels.
Pages.
Yes, panels. Pages, yes. Slides. Stuff. But it's mostly pictures and very little words.
Yeah.
This entire chapter was about Tokyo's battle within himself on, like, is quitting school the right thing to do? because like it seems like he wants to just train, but like he's lacking the push,
the fortitude to do what is right and necessary.
Yeah, so like you see a couple moments, like he's talking to his sister about quitting school and she's against it, like she's kind of like his mom figure. But the dad was totally cool with it, even gave him a cigarette and was like, yo, follow your heart. I was like, all right, maybe you're a little too cool, dad. Maybe ease up on the, he said he wanted to quit school. He didn't say he wanted to become a degenerate. Why'd you give him a cigarette?
Well, I think the fact that he gave him the wildest money he was holding on to was because he did the same thing. And that's how he met his mother. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was relating. He was like, if I didn't quit school, I wouldn't have met your mom. So, like, by all means, do what you want to do.
Yeah.
So, like, I understand that. But he didn't have to give him a cigarette.
Why not? It's right.
Bad habits. Passage. Bad habits. Anyways.
You can do one cigarette. I don't know. You just gotta make it a habit.
So, Tokyo was playing with baseball dude and telling baseball dude, like, hey, it might be the end of the world. And he was like, I think you're just being dramatic. Go to school. You're almost done anyway.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, drop out. Talking some sense.
No, he didn't drop out. He's still in school.
He's still in school?
Yep.
Hmm. And
he listened to the podcast, so he went back to school.
Tokyo, his ultimate decision was to drop out of school, and he wanted to go to the most dangerous district there was. And he didn't say goodbye to Ellie and
Azuma.
Ellie and Azuma, thank you. So then you get a few panels of Ellie and Azuma progressing in life, and you see Azuma grieving a little because that was his best friend. They've been together since high school, since childhood. So. I can't tell from the close-ups, but it looks like we have a time skip coming along.
Probably. You know, I did a little training montage.
Yeah, and like at the end, Tokyo kind of looked more in tone with his body. He had hella scars, and he had the wings and like an eagle on his arm. So like
started flying.
Mm-hmm. So I'm actually curious to see what the next chapter. Chojin has regained my interest, as well as Boruto. Boruto kind of regained my interest.
Yeah, I did think about how it was funny how Ellie got a job. She traveled at home, got a job, and she looks like she's working at McDonald's.
I know.
And then both of them just hop out and start training again.
And they're probably doing it just to spite him. He said he couldn't do this. We're training just fine.
Yeah. But, or they could just be training to be on the same level when he comes back.
Nah, Tokyo about to be OP.
I don't know, dog. If anything, Azuma would be OP because he got the...
Azuma has the most...
Luffy-like ability in the series, yes.
I was going to say Luffy-like. I was going to say adaptable, but sure.
Well, is not the tiki tiki fruit? Does that not allow Luffy to do anything?
The Nika Nika fruit.
Yeah, you know what it was. You knew what I meant.
I don't really know the specifics of the fruit. It was a lot to take in.
Yeah.
Because the god Nika Nika like had properties of rubber, had properties of fire, and was able to put like a smile on everyone's face and like bend reality to his will or something like that.
Exactly, and Azuma's adaptable. He can do anything with his body, so it's similar to the same thing.
Mm.
He just don't know how to harness it yet.
Yeah. In any case, we need another... we need a quick 2-year time skip so Luffy can get rid of the after effects of Gear 5.
I don't know about that.
Hey, man.
They're going to come out with Gear 6. He's gonna turn into a Lambo.
I don't think there's a higher tier of I mean, maybe it'll be a Gear 6. I doubt it though.
I mean, there's like 12 gears in some cars, so
I think we spend the next 2 arcs just perfecting Gear 5.
You might.
But You want to talk about high card or that magical?
Dealer's choice.
Well, I can keep talking if you don't mind me talking some more.
If you would like to. It don't make no difference to me, baby.
Okay, so high card. Guys, I'm not hopeless. I actually picked a good anime this time. I feel like I had a couple iffy ones, but this one... I was really into it. So, high card. Episode 1. One shot. We appear to be in the middle of a search and retrieve mission, and the girl who I assumed is Iris is just out here making explosives out of thin air. She was running with a suitcase, and when it looked like she got cornered, she put her hands up and boom, C4, 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 covered the whole wall, right? Boom, blew up the entire wall. Helicopter comes, starts shooting everybody. She's in the helicopter. Sniper comes out, about to shoot her, and what was it called?
The briefcase?
Lala.
Yeah.
Lala is the person who was a statue that kind of looked like a saint, activated some wind stuff and blew the suitcase everywhere, and cards came pouring everywhere. All right. So... then we go, we don't get introduced to this young man at first, but Finn is the next person we see, and in a short amount of time, he observed this scenario where this dog got loose, and he used the dog to pickpocket the dude at the hot dog stand to watch by getting the dog to bite his leg and then swiping the watch in the process of apologizing, and then... he made the dog run away from him and running in a circle around the two guy, the two would seem to be like either young adults or teenagers smoking, swiped their phones and returned the dog to the black kid, which, by the way, props to anime is putting more brothers in shows that don't look horrible.
No Mr. Popo lookings.
No Mr. Popos. So that's our introduction to Finn, and he goes to what ends up being an orphanage and overhearing this man saying, we're going to have to kick you out if you can't come up with money. So instead of playing with the kids, he goes and sets off to make some money. He tries to trade in the stuff he stole, which the guy says, I don't buy stolen things, and he looks sketch. And it's like, so what about the gold watch? Like this counterfeit, and then it zooms in. Instead of a Rolex, I think it was a King Flex or King Lex.
I thought it was funny how he was like, yeah, this is all worth this much. And he had a calculator with zero. Zero.
Is that a zero? Why are you playing with me?
Yeah.
So in the middle of Finn actually tried to sell his, he said, rare shirt that he was a fan of the band or whatever. But homeboy wasn't buying. Then homeboy noticed the two of spades in his pocket. He was like, if this was real, it'd be worth some money. He's like, ah, that's not for sale, which implies it's real. But dude in the shop, another decent black character, if I recall. Decent looking black character. I think he was bald, had a beard.
He might have been black, but I'm not sure.
It was a dark place. I don't recall. But told Finn to go play cards. So he was like, ah, yes, gambling. So he went into what this anime's version of Vegas would be. And he ran in. He was actually playing really good at the poker table.
Beltland.
But guess who showed up? Lucky Lunch Man. Weird name. But
well, it makes sense if you think about it because... people say, oh, give me your lunch or whatever. They take your lunch. It's a euphemism for taking your money. Give me your lunch money.
Gotcha. Okay. So, all right, Irby with the deep thoughts.
Because he always cleans up. So, like, give me your lunch. Yeah, so.
But it was pretty obvious that Lucky Lunch Man had a card. Or, right?
I mean, I knew he was doing something with his gloves, but I'm like,
okay, so here's what I thought. I thought the card was in the glove. Yeah. Like inside it. And you just couldn't see the creases. But
I'm like, his gloves are glowing. I was like, yeah, he's changing cards, but like I was like, I don't know how he's doing that.
Mm-hmm. So Lucky Lunchman wiped Finn out of all his money, and Finn went to Plan B immediately. Decided he was gonna steal the man's card with all the money on it. But instead, he just kept
getting thwarted.
Yeah, he kept getting thwarted by outside environments.
Yeah, which I don't understand how you let that man take all his money anyway, because as soon as I would have started losing, all right, I'm out.
Pride, man. Pride's a stubborn, a fickle thing.
I guess I got zero pride there, because I ain't losing all my money.
Nah, especially man.
If I'm up 100,000 grand and I lose like 10,000, I'm out, yo. You got it, King. I'm out. Because I'm coming out ahead still, baby. I can't be no sucker.
So, the staff comes over to Lucky Lunchman and says, oh, man, you're really on a roll. Would you care to have some champagne in our VIP room? So they bring him over, and Lucky Lunchman says, why don't you come, kid, Finn. So brings Finn along, and they're like, all right, how are you two cheating? So, well, I'm not actually his friend. And they're just like, no, sit down. And that's when dude reveals, like, you're not going to hurt me. I bet a million that you won't even touch me. And dude, what, did he trip on his shoelace, right?
Yeah, his shoelace became undone, and both the dudes, he fell on dude, and the other dude fell out the window. All of them fell out. It was crazy.
Interesting set of moments. And then the other guy was like, get him! He's like, oh, so Marvel's got
a card.
Yeah, he was like, Marvel's did something, and he was like, turned that.
Thing.
Yeah, he turned the dude that was actually working there into marbles or candy, whatever he is, because he keeps putting it in his mouth.
Which I thought was weird, because when he was initially in like the security guard room, I was like, is he eating candy? I was like, what is it with all this marbles and blood on the floor?
I thought I could have sworn I saw a fucking wrapper.
Yeah, I thought it was candy. I was like, what's up with this blood on the floor?
I don't know, but it turns out homie's got a card too. At this point, neither of them know about Finn's card, but Marble Guy, who I don't even think introduced himself.
We don't know a name for him.
Okay, yeah. So Marble Guy goes, you got the 10 of diamonds, right? That seems to be the fortune card that it like doesn't let whoever owns it get hurt. But what about your family? I'll chase you to the ends of hell and hurt everyone you care about to get that card. So Lucky Lunchman pussied out and gave him the 10 of diamonds. And then the other dude who was in the casino popped up and was like, sorry, my boss wants that too. And it becomes like a fight between Diamond Dude and this guy who has the 5 of hearts. So as of right now, we know 3 cards. The 2 of spades, the 10 of diamonds, and the 5 of hearts. I don't know what Marvel's guy, what card he has. Or had, because I think he died. But
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure either, because Five of Hearts guy didn't die later on. But Five of Hearts, his card does something called Calories High. Maybe it's has something to do with using calories to heal or physical boost or something like that. I don't know, but in the midst of the chaos, not-so-lucky Lunchman fell onto a gun and got himself shot, in which Marbles dude ran out of marbles, but the Lucky Lunchman just casually walked up to Marbles dude and was like, I want the card back, cause I'm about to die. So he quickly got turned into more ammo. Yeah. Five of Hearts guy told Finn, yo, get out of here. And where Finn, even though it seemed like he was a little nervous about the situation, but he still had the wherewithal in his head to pickpocket the 10 of diamonds real quick.
Yeah.
And I guess once he decided to dip with the card, Marbles and Five of Hearts didn't really have a reason to fight each other at the moment, so it became a car chase, which I don't see too many animes with a decent car chase. That was actually a decent car chase.
Yeah.
Marbles dude is really relentless, and somehow all three of them end up crashing into each other with a big explosion. Finn kind of walks out of it more unscathed than the other two. Five of the Hearts shows up first, limping. It's like, dude, you need a hospital. Like, nah, it's just a scratch. Gets shot in the head with a marble. I thought he was dead. And
yeah, I didn't see the marble go through him though. So I was like,
maybe he has a hard head.
Yeah, I was like, he just got hit. Because I think he did the other marbles went through people, right?
Yes.
That's why
he was throwing it really hard. Yeah, it was going through things.
Yeah, people. So I was like, it didn't go through him, or even like make an indentation. So I was like, ooh, he might be knocked out.
I think it's just hard candy. I keep calling it marbles. I think it's just hard candy.
I have no idea, but yeah.
Maybe he has a Joker card. I don't know. Maybe there's 52. Maybe there's 54 cards.
Yeah, I was gonna say it had to be 54.
Yeah, they definitely said 52, didn't it?
Might be 56.
56. There's two cards with rules and one with games.
Yeah, I think some decks have like four Jokers.
Jeez.
Yeah.
But
so it all depends.
So Marble Dude is like, hey, I'm really tenacious. Remember when I told Lucky Dipshit that I'd follow him to the end of hell? Well, time's up, kid. Either give up the card and I'll kill you quick, or be stubborn and I'll let you rot. So dude pulls out the card and it's like, happy your way. Turns it to a spades, and the two of spades turns out to be a gun, a revolver. I was like, what? So dude shoots a marble, and Finn aims and shoots through the marble, and bullet pretty much goes through Marble's guy's entire right arm.
And yeah.
Then we turn around, and Five of Hearts didn't actually die. So now it's a standoff between the two, and that's where we ended. I was like, oh, I kind of want to watch the next episode, but I got to record this podcast. I watched it today, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. But I enjoyed the episode. I enjoyed it.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah. It didn't have any, like, oh, crap, that's my flavor moments, but all the moments were, like, kept me invested.
Picked a good anime for a change.
I know, right? I'm gonna do my best to pick another one for next week.
I've been carrying the good animes, I guess, you know.
Nah, I don't know, man. You had a run of Slice of Life that were,
they were funny and entertaining.
They were running their course.
Nah, they were great. I enjoyed them. People enjoyed them. The viewers enjoyed them.
I don't know. I can confirm one viewer who doesn't really go out of his way to watch slices of life. Orimichi Onisan was good.
That's just his preference, though.
Orimichi was good.
Yeah. I need more of that in my life.
I could have done without my senpai's annoying.
That one was a good one. I give that like a, you know, solid 7.
Solid 7, nice.
Yeah, solid 7.
All right,
but anyhow, Magical Revolution of the Reincarnated Princess and Genius Young Lady. Magic Lecture of the Founder and the Assistant. So this one starts off with an awkward moment between everyone and Lonnie. And then Ilya, she's like, oh, time for me to go get some tea. Which I almost made that my flavor just because she was going to go get some tea because she didn't want to be up in the business.
So I'ma go get some tea. You guys can spill the tea.
Yeah. So then Yuffie, they get to talking with Lonnie. Yuffie doesn't know whether she wants to condemn her or forgive her. She asked her, did you do this with malice? Did you do what you did with malice? And she was like, no, I didn't. Like, I had no idea. And so she essentially kind of forgives her and is like, oh, I'll help you in your endeavors because She's like, I can't turn away your hands like this or whatever because you look like you need some help. So then they end up going to see Tilty, and she has an idea of what causes like the fascination. And this was the moment where she was like, oh, if I didn't know about her powers, I was almost in trouble because I felt sorry for her for a moment. I was like, oh, yeah, it's working.
Mm-hmm.
So I have an idea what causes it, but they haven't told us yet in the show. So then Tilty goes and grabs her forbidden text that Honest had pilfered for her to review.
Were you right in your theory?
I don't know. Was I? I can't think. But no, it's I thought it would be a curse for her. Like she's cursed somehow.
Oh.
Like, because if you think about it, two people that we know of right now, like Honest was cursed by the dragon and she has magicite in her now. Mm-hmm. And what's her name? I think she might have been cursed, but she also has magicite in her. Like, her.
Gloom Princess have magicite?
I have no idea if she does.
Huh.
We know Lonnie has magicite in her heart. Which is
yes.
passed down, yeah. So I was thinking that, I mean, she might have magicite because her eyes are red too.
But Honest was cursed before she put the magicite inside her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's still a curse, but like maybe only cursed beings can have the magicite in them is what I'm saying.
Oh, possibly. It would be a common trait.
Because I think Honest is like, she's starting to curse out, whereas Lonnie was a product of curses, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they go through the forbidden text, and the text was notes left by a magician in the pursuit of the truth of magic. And he had spent his whole life researching, and then it wasn't enough to find the answers. So he came up with a way to extend his life. By implanting magicite into his body to prolong his life, and he stole life from others. And this is essentially how you get the vampire story. So, they talk about how this is the story they told him when they were younger, and he wanted to create others like him, so he ended up making descendants. And I guess in the story, they're talking about how like people would like bend to his will. And they called it like brainwashing, but it's like strongly influenced. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's hereditary. So she inherited the magicite because like the research said like it's passed down. So, you know, Honest might not be able to pass it on down because it doesn't look like she's leaning towards having no kids. Well, biological kids, I put it that way.
True.
But yeah, so then they start experimenting and they release some of the magicite in Lonnie's body and she gets red eyes and fangs. And we find out the reason why like the fascination was coming out was because her powers wasn't being used. So I'm like, huh, interesting. And so then Tilty's like, oh, I gotta return the book. And She's like, oh, let me holler at you for a minute, Yuffie. And she's like, oh, what's with that jealous look? And she's like, oh, I didn't know I was looking jealous. Tilty asked her. And then she's like, oh, what's you to Honest? Like, you know, you did everything you did with your Honest Restored, this and the other. They found out what was going on. And she's like, oh, I don't know. And she basically was like, well, you gotta be all in on Honest, or else you're gonna be in trouble. You can't go around here being half-hearted and whatnot. So I was like, huh.
Which she agreed with.
She did. So then later on, Honest visits Yuffie later because she was looking down. She's like, oh, you were down. Let me check in on you, baby. And so we find out Yuffie's wondering what she was gonna do in the future, this and the other. You know, typical stuff.
And I'm just hoping this isn't going to be a constant theme with Yuffie. Like, all season long, she's trying to find her place.
I think she ended up finding her place, what to do.
I thought so already, and then we, like, cycled back.
I think her conviction became stronger now. But, like, I think she always wanted to support Honest, but she just never knew how to go about that until the opportunity presented itself. Yeah. So then, let's see. Yeah, Lonnie, we found out that she needs to drink blood because her body gives her the feeling that she needs to drink blood when it's running low on mana. So she goes and drinks Ilya's blood. And then Honest gets a letter from Ministry of Arcane where she has to explain what she's going to do with the materials from the dragon. And Yuffie volunteers to handle the matter for her when they go up there speaking. So they get to the lecture. Honest is speaking about brooms and this and the other. And then Yuffie's like, oh, let me take this from here. And so she proceeds to explain how the broom isn't like a good design, but like, oh, we're going to improve it and this and the other. And she gives it from like the position of like a magician, but also they were kind of like really ragging on Honest when she was talking and they were dissing her and they were like, oh, it's sacrilege to the spirits. And, you know, I was thinking that throughout history, like if you think about how it used to be like heliocentric and geocentric and the thoughts of how the world rotates, it's, you know, just questioning of that, the stuff that's going against the status quo is what makes progress. So I was like, huh, this is that moment right here in mm-hmm. that time. So, yeah, Yuffie took over. She says the spirits are like, the spirits kind of chose Honest to do this because they kind of gave her like wisdom and stuff, and like it's like a great homage to the spirits, like what she's doing with her magicology. So people come around to see it. She also gets the merits of the new technology, and they're gonna get better with stuff and all the economic growth. And the redhead Baron isn't too happy, but yeah, she really sold them on the fact that there's benefits to be had from this. Mm-hmm. A lot of people just were skeptical and like, oh, sacrilege to the spirits and this, that. But like, you know, it's a great tribute to them because you want to be like the spirits. And if the spirits didn't want it to happen, they would have struck Honest down already.
Yeah. I mean, there are multiple arguments you can make for that. It's like, you don't stop using light when the sun goes down because it's disrespectful to the sun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But solid episode. The magical heretic princess has not had any bad episodes.
Yeah. Just slow ones that then you're like, oh man, what's going on?
Yeah.
You're like, I need to know what happens next, but I can't.
Oh man. So any news, Irby?
No. Got no news. Yeah, got none. Haven't been doing too much of anything.
I see.
What about you, dog?
Not nothing. Just patiently waiting for Solo to come out.
Patiently waiting for a track to explode on.
Yeah. Sure.
Another reference you didn't get.
Oh man, can't wait. But
can you wait?
Yeah, if I don't got nothing, you don't got nothing. Guys, that was it for this episode. Hope you enjoyed. Like, comment, subscribe, and we'll catch you next week. Peace.
Peace.